We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We bring in Amanda Farrell, Connect Life Director of Blood Donor Recruitment. Amanda, last time we spoke with you, mid to late March, and we're pretty much back now to where we were then with a severe need for blood.
We are. Who would think that after so long, we would be right back in the same place? You know, as this pandemic continues to go on and as folks are out of work, out of school, still in at home, the need for blood has definitely increased because our hospitals are using more.
And again, similarly to last time, we're hoping to kind of get things jump-started for you. Remind people that the problem is that anytime you donate blood, it does not last forever for the most part. Well, right now it's getting used, but if it were to sit around, it could only sit around for how long?
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, blood has to be transfused within 42 days of donation. So the thing is, everyone that came out so strongly right in the beginning of this pandemic, that blood has been used. It's been sent to our hospitals. But the reality is scheduled surgeries are picking back up. So that hospital need and the need for patients here has really dramatically increased.
And noticing also in the release that you put out that there are continuing cancellations of blood drives. Is that because restrictions and problems with maintaining safety precautions like that, or is there another reason for that?
You know, actually, it's really because people continue to be out of work. I think employers had hoped to have everyone back and running, you know, full force when this all started. And the reality is people continue to work remotely. So there's no one on site at businesses for us to go in and run. So we need people to come to our donation centers to donate.
And last time we talked, you touched on this. Is there an age limit for donors?
There isn't, you know, and it's been so great. We've seen, you know, everyone from ages of 16, really all the way up into people in their 80s. You have to be healthy, feeling well, hydrated, and to come in and donate.
And what about health? I kind of touched on the safety aspects from the standpoint of trying to conduct a blood drive, but do you do any screening prior to the blood taking?
So we continue to follow our regular screening protocol for donors, which is governed by the FDA and the Department of Health. So we do almost a mini physical and well-being check of all of our donors, but we do ask that people are in good health when they come and donate. That's the number one thing for blood donors.
And do you do just straight blood donations, nothing to do with blood plasma?
So we collect whole blood platelets. For transfusion purposes, we are able to make multiple different blood products to send to our hospitals from that. But at this point, we are not doing any sort of plasma only or convalescent plasma collection.
Now, I'm guessing you're taking Memorial Day Monday off, but starting Tuesday, what would be the best way to schedule an appointment if someone were interested in helping out?
So we actually do have our donation centers open on Monday, Memorial Day, just from 7 a.m. to noon, so people can come in, save a life in less than an hour of time, and get on with their Memorial Day plans. But we encourage everyone to go to our website, connectlife.org. You can do a simple zip code search to find a drive near you. You can also call us at 529-4270, and we would be happy to schedule donors for appointments.
And I'm guessing social distancing rules still apply for where you are, too.
We do, yes. That's why we're asking all donors to make appointments. It allows us to thoroughly clean and decontaminate any surfaces in between donors and allows us to maintain that 6 feet of space between our donors.
All right, and again, the number 529-4270, 529-4270. And as you mentioned, you do have hours, morning till noon, 7 a.m. till noon, specifically tomorrow, which is pretty cool.
We do, yes. Thanks so much, Randy.
Amanda, appreciate it, and appreciate all the work that you do, and stay safe, please.
Thanks, you too.
Amanda Farrell, Connect Life, Director of Blood Donor Recruitment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.